Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 19. I'm Mike Earl.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis.
Today we will be discussing the tech news of the week and more or less any other, well, let's just say Amazon news for today, items that are relevant to this week. If you're listening live, you obviously know that today's not Thursday, which is when we are usually live. Generally, you can always find us on Thursdays at around 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But otherwise, if you found us on iTunes, well, we already know we're on iTunes. So you can always find us there or our website, bleedgeek.com. And if you are free, you should join us live. You can get in the chat room. We might respond if we're paying enough attention. We might ignore you, but it won't be intentional, of course. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, what's up with last week? We were missing Papa Pat. Made it back from the great state of North Dakota alive. He didn't get mauled by a buffalo or anything. I don't know what they have there. A lot of flat land. That's all I know. Maybe he didn't get blown away because it's flat, so there's a lot of wind, right?
There are. Yeah, if you're out in the fields.
Yeah. Oh.
Mostly there's trees like around houses.
Around houses, they
shield themselves.
Not around anywhere else.
No, it's just a flat, boring country.
Pretty much. Yeah, until you get to...
until you get in the back of a squad car, right?
Towards Montana, yeah.
Back of a squad car, and then things are getting exciting.
Yeah, we actually pulled over. There was one guy for speeding.
Some perps.
Yeah.
Perpetrators. Perps, is that what we call them in the biz?
I guess.
Anyway, tech news, huh?
That's what we do or something? That's
supposedly.
What we do.
So, yeah. Do you want to just shoot into it or what? I'm so excited. There's a big day today.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so we'll start out with, if you were listening last week on Thursday, since that's when we do our shows, usually. Not today, though, it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
what's
you're
the date?
Not,
I did skip the date.
Today's the
28th.
Yeah, you're not crazy if you're listening live. It is Wednesday, in fact.
Yeah. But if you listened last Thursday, you will know that we were talking about Netflix, and myself mentioned that I would only be worried if I was Netflix if Blockbuster, knowing they had been bought by Dish, released something. And then that Friday morning following, Blockbuster announced that they were going to partner with Dish because Dish owns them. It's not really, I mean, it's just, I mean, Blockbuster says it, quoting in the air, but it's really Dish since they own them. But that they are going to start a service similar to Netflix, what was Netflix prior, with both DVDs and instant streaming. For only $10. The big catch is, however, that you have to be a Dish subscriber already, which they offer Dish on Demand now, which is kind of the same thing. So I think honestly what this is them seeing what happens if they enter the market and testing their system to make sure that they can handle the traffic, the bandwidth and whatnot. But if you buy their lowest fee, I think you get, or if you buy their $40 top 200 package, if you're just a new subscriber, you get 6 months for free, I think it is. So, I mean, but it's kind of an odd thing, because I think most people that use a lot of people use Netflix, but a lot of people are cord cutters if they're streaming already. I think they're trying to get away from having the monthly fee, but with the Blockbuster one, you can actually exchange in-store, and they will have games as well. And, yeah. So
this is, I mean, this is going to keep the brick-and-mortar Blockbusters alive? Because it seems like...
I don't know. I thought they were all closed already, yeah. So I don't know how you can... But they say that it... I guess I'm not real... I don't even remember the last time I rented a movie.
Yeah, because they're...
15 years ago or something.
I mean, obviously...
When I was 12.
They're doing a lot by mail, but... You know, there's like 3,000 games by mail. And
yeah, I mean, it says they have a total of 130,000 TV shows and whatever, and that Netflix only has 31,000, but that's total, I think, because on-demand streaming, it says only 34,000, but... and they do include games and DVDs and Blu-rays, so... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if this is anything more than a... I mean... It's not like Dish owns the market. There's DirecTV and there's Comcast and Time Warner and besides outside of all the cord cutters already that don't even have these things, right? And then, I don't know, the people that are already paying Netflix aren't going to, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's the wrong chemistry, really.
Plus, I think I think another big thing is Blockbuster has such a negative connotation to it. Everybody already either hates them or thinks they're out of business.
Yeah.
So they're like, whatever.
It's Blockbuster. I mean, I can't really think of anything that isn't already out there that you don't need Dish or Blockbuster. I mean, you still have Redbox. I mean, I guess maybe Blockbuster you can get more at some of the newer movie release titles on DVD.
I mean, Redbox, for the most part, is pretty up to date with them. Sometimes they don't get stuff the immediate week due to there's some licensing, I think, probably. But for the most part, within a couple of weeks, they pretty much have everything. And you can always still use Netflix, too, which with this, they don't do over the mail. It's you have to go somewhere. That's what's nice about what was Netflix and is now Quickster is that, like, especially for us, we live in an apartment building. We don't even have to leave. We just drop it in the mailbox downstairs, and it'll show up in our mailbox. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice.
I almost kind of think that they're just missing the point here of the cord cutters.
Really. Right. I mean, they say eventually it'll be available to more people, but by then I think it'll be too late.
Yeah.
It'll be
I think their time is right now while Netflix is taking this hit to establish it, but to limit their launch, I think it'll hurt them in the end.
Yeah. I think they're late to the game first off.
Right.
I mean, cuz Netflix is already established.
Hulu seems to be the heir apparent behind them anyway.
Yep.
Which there's been a ton of rumors about them being bought, but we're not going to talk about that.
I mean, there's going to be people going to it no matter what. I mean, using the service, there's people that I'm sure have Dish that don't have either, you know, the Hulu Plus or a Netflix account. So I think it's just another one of those things that even if it doesn't become big, it'll be just another kind of that thing in the background to keep. Netflix prices are already pretty stellar, you know, but just to
even though everyone's complaining about them, but
right, but just to keep kind of help keep the competition and the pricing for. I mean, good for users, so.
Right.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah. I agree. I just think it's too little too late.
I think it would be interesting to see what the non-Dish subscriber price point is. I think that will really kind of forecast.
Right.
$10.
I mean, and
50 cents. You heard it here first.
No, I mean.
If I had to guess, it's probably in the 20s.
Yeah, and I think that's why they haven't done it now is because they can't compete. I mean, even Netflix being 16 is still, if you want Quickster and Netflix now at 16,
yeah,
since they're two different companies, but that's still a good price regardless, even though everyone's, you know, pissed at the world about it, but
they'll get over it.
Right. All right, and then we'll move on to a couple. I'm actually going to switch these two, but the rumor has been confirmed. The Apple sent out their announcements Tuesday morning to invite people to an October 4th event at their Cupertino headquarters and all it said was, "Let's talk iPhone." And it had, you know, a little symbol with the four icons of the calendar. It's funny because all of them, it's the 4th and it's 10 o'clock is when it starts. And then one call, of course, and then on the map icon, it already shows Cupertino as this point. So it's funny. And there's a really funny article I sent to Randy and I'd seen it floating around the internet about the numerology, like someone, you know,
like
trying to get
over analyzing the entire thing, and it was funny.
But well, so next week's episode, I can take a guess right now what we'll be talking about, since it's next
Netflix.
Tuesday. That's right. GigaOM came out on their Apple blog and gave what they thought the next iPhone will have, according to their sources. And the big thing, well, there's two big things. Of course, we all think that everyone, by we all, I mean everyone in the industry, not necessarily me, but that the iPhone will obviously have the A4 processor, the dual-core processor that's in the iPad 2, which since the last iPhone and the last iPad, or the current iPhone and the last iPad had the same processor, it would only make sense. Sony came out a long time ago saying that the 8-megapixel camera would be in this, and there's also supposedly going to be some better sensors for low-light photography. And the big thing, aside from the Qualcomm, they think that there'll be a world phone, CDM, a GSM, and CDMA. But the big bump, they think, is that the iPhone is going to have a gig of RAM, which right now, I think the current one has 512, and I know the iPad 2 only has 512. But the big reason for that jump, they think, is because Apple a while ago bought Siri, which is a voice recognition company, and so they think there's going to be an assistant in the phone that's going to allow you essentially to do anything with voice control. you're going to be able to, you know, talk text, talk, add calendar dates that way. I mean, it seems like, I mean, it says it's going to have Wolfram Alpha integration, which if anyone's used that before is a pretty cool app slash, it's, I think it's an online application as well, but just in general, I mean, that's a cool, it's like a mathy logic type thing, but I don't know. And then another little thing is Find My Friends, which is like the Find My iPhone feature, but you can, if your friends allow you to be able to find them. I don't think we necessarily need to talk too much more about what we, unless you have something you'd like to say. Because I think we're probably going to,
really, I mean, at this
we're
point,
probably going to beat the horse dead next week. So
true.
We might as well just leave that be. But I mean, all signs still point, there's still no one can confirm or deny whether or not it will just be a single iPhone 5 or whether it'll be an iPhone 4S only or if it'll be both. And the invitation also said nothing about whether or not they will talk about their iPods, whether it'll be an update to those, will they kill the Classic, which I can't really see them doing while they're still selling.
I think
people are buying them, I mean, it has to cost them, it has to be dirt cheap to make at this point. They have to be making, I mean, I can't even think it could be over $50 at this point. They're not even solid state drives, they're spinning discs. I mean, how can they not be just making money off it, right?
It's true.
But anyway, like I said, we'll find all of that out next week. And that'll just be all we need to talk about. Not all we need to talk about, but the most part what we're going to talk about Apple for, so... Yeah. Really, they should have, yeah. So, going back to Netflix, though.
Netflix. Oh, sorry. I was...
Yep.
My bad.
I fell off the boat there.
Right. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to stream our video in HD instead of our standard really crappy quality.
Right.
So I was looking that up. Anyways, Netflix. They lost a few, I forget what TV companies or
Stars.
Stars.
But it doesn't end right away. I mean, it's all through February of next year.
They did not get their contract though renewed with
correct.
Them. So and with that they lost quite a few popular which companies were underneath Stars.
Sony, I think, was a big one.
Okay.
But because Sony has an exclusive deal with Stars to show their new content right away. I mean, Sony stuff can still pop up later, but it'll be older when it is.
Gotcha.
Like, new release-wise, though. It's essentially what plays on Stars, which they have deals, like I said, with Sony, but...
Yeah, so I know a lot of people were kind of worried about that big loss there with them.
And then, of course, with everything else they've been in the news for.
Right. So, I mean, it's just been a lot of big slams to them. But they just, I want to say it was on, what's today, the 28th? So it'd be in Monday.
It was Monday, yeah.
That they secured a deal with DreamWorks. If you haven't heard of DreamWorks, then you are
don't
living
watch movies.
In a, under a rock. I mean, you don't even have to you don't even have to watch.
Right.
Movies, you know, I mean, if you've heard of the movie Shrek, Madagascar, Cars.
How to Train a Dragon.
So.
And others.
Yeah,
Kung Fu
tons.
Panda.
Huge, I mean, and they said it was like $30 million they figure, and they haven't said like how long
but
this deal was secured.
I think the bigger thing about the deal is not so much that Netflix got it, which it doesn't even start till I think 2013.
Correct.
But that they got it away from HBO, I think, is a big thing. And, like, they're getting out of their contract early with HBO to go with Netflix. I know another big point, though, was that with their HBO deal, when their stuff is available on HBO, they're not allowed to sell it digitally. Like, so let's say How to Train Your Dragon is old, but let's say right now that was available on HBO, you wouldn't be able to go to iTunes and buy it digitally because of the contract they have with HBO. But with their Netflix contract, they will be able to sell things still, even but it'll always be on. And they'll get their back catalog as well.
Sure.
But I think it's better for Netflix, but it's also better for DreamWorks. But I think it's a step in the right direction for Netflix, especially with all their stuff that's been bad press lately.
Well, it helps bring a little bit of credibility back to them, that they're not just going to lie down. I mean, because it's going... See, and the question I had was, do you know, is this just going to Netflix? Or will this be going to Quixtern also.
Well, Quixtern, Netflix, well, obviously are different companies now, but I think even before would have been separate because it's the digital streaming is what the license rights are separate than rental, because Quixtern and what Netflix was is a rental company that right. way, which the licensing is completely different than streaming. So I think before they could have still, like, that's why they can get new releases still with the Quixtern, is because it's essentially this is a really weird example, but there's a video rental place in Mora called Steve's World. And I would see him, like, I used to go to Walmart a lot at night, right? I would see him every night at Tuesday, Monday nights at midnight, buying 15 copies of movies because he rented them. Like, he didn't get them distributed to him. He went and bought them at Walmart. Like, I could have done that and rented them out of my house. Like, it just seems so odd to see him there. But I've seen him Monday after Monday, I would see him there.
That's awesome.
So I think, really, it doesn't matter at all with, like, the rentals that way. Because I think, I'm sure you have to have, I know you have to at least have a license to do business. But, you know what I mean? Like, I think that doesn't change anything for that. But again, the whole reason Netflix split is because they know that the future is streaming, and streaming is what's harder to get the licensing for, and so that's where they really need to show up. And I mean, they just got Discovery, and I think with DreamWorks, other companies will say, you know, especially if it's they'll see them as more of a legit thing, and especially if they can, I think, give it a couple months and the subscribers will start going up again and people start using their service. I mean, I think it'll be good for them. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction, yeah. That's for sure.
That's, yeah, like I said, just adds a little more credibility back to a stained name.
Right.
Next, Google Plus. It's the social site that we've been plugging since we've had invites available. They opened up to the public. Since they opened up to the public last week, it was announced that their traffic went up 1,300% in a week. They received 15 million visits from the United States versus it was like 1 million that they had while the beta was only going on.
Field testing.
Field testing. Beta.
It's not beta yet.
Anyways, so, and they were, I don't remember what place they were ranked in the social media sites, but they have jumped up to number 8 now in social media sites.
Who was still ahead of them before? I mean, obviously Facebook and Twitter.
MySpace. Like, MySpace is just ahead of them.
Friendster is shut down, completely deleted,
Friendster,
I thought.
Is one of them.
I thought they were completely gone.
LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn makes sense.
Is one. I would have to look it up, but I saw the
I mean, do sites. Dating sites count?
As
social networks? It would make sense,
you're
honestly.
You're social on them, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. So you could, I guess, eHarmony.
Yeah, I mean,
and whatever
I don't
the
even
one
know
MSN
what
has. Dot com has. I don't even know.
Heart fart. I don't know. Heard it here first. But, no, I mean...
Yeah, I'll see.
It just seems so odd to me that there's... I saw on the Tom's Top 5 episode, there was like a hamster social network or a guinea pig one or something. Or,
oh, God.
Maybe it was dogs.
If it's dogs, then it's probably cats, too.
Yeah, what's that? Maybe it was pets. I don't know. Petster. Maybe they were
Petster.
Making it up.
Petster? It's
not, I'm pretty sure there's a real one, though.
Might want to check and
see
if that one's available.
Guinea pigs or something, but... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying
it
to
It just
see.
Seems ridiculous that there's enough social networks for that Google Plus would only be listed as 8th with, even though they just went up.
Gosh, I wish I would have saved
100%.
I wish I would have seen the graph because it was, yeah.
Like,
I know,
seriously,
I know
we can't
LinkedIn,
even think of them.
I know LinkedIn and
LinkedIn
MySpace,
and MySpace
are,
makes
the
sense.
Two, are the two that it's closing in on next.
Really? So there's stuff in between MySpace, LinkedIn, and then obviously Facebook and Twitter are 1 and 2? Or is Twitter even number 2? Facebook has to be number 1, right?
I don't know. I'll move on to the next
story. We'll look
story
into it. We'll do some research here.
And I'll figure it out before
the
end
first.
Of it. You heard it here first. moving on to...
It's our new
to,
line. Heard it here first.
It's true. Trying to. Yeah, I should have put
what
this up with...
What are private channels?
Apple stuff. But
that's what I thought earlier.
Apple, they...
Dun, 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 dun.
They had applied for a patent for what is called multi-touch. So being able to use multiple fingers to do.
It wasn't so much. I mean, they were denied it, but because
no, they were denied it.
Okay, denied. But it's not because they didn't. They weren't doing something right. It's because it's so much. It's like I want a patent phone.
It's too generic.
Yeah, it's become such a commonplace term. It's kind of like the App Store. Their problem with App Store.
Right.
Yeah, they got denied that suit too. They lost that. App Store is a common, I think, right? Yeah, they got denied. Yeah,
App Store.
It's just one of those things where it's just become, and I'm sure some of I know they already have some of the patents, but I just think the name itself and the overall context of it is what they got denied. I'm no patent expert, mind you.
Well, it's become. It's become more of like a. Like a recognition as more of like a descriptor. It's a descriptor.
A verb.
Like you're gonna Google it.
I'm gonna multi-touch it.
No, you're not gonna verb it. What?
It's an adjective. You want it as an adjective? My multi-touch phone.
Yeah, a multi-touch phone.
Or I'm going to multi-touch this. Can't touch this. Can't multi-touch this.
But it's becoming more of a feature as opposed to something that
right.
makes
no.
it stand out.
I mean, and what phone doesn't use it at this point, right? Flip phone.
I mean, they Lydia's filed it. Phone. They filed it back in what, like 2007, and it took us a while for them to deny it. But
right,
I don't know.
Okay,
all right,
I got
what?
It.
What?
So Facebook is number one.
Heard it here first.
Clearly, Twitter.
Oh, Twitter
MySpace,
is number two.
Tagged.
Never heard of it.
LinkedIn, My Yearbook. That's a big one.
I've heard of that. I'll give you that one.
My Life.
Never heard of it.
And Tumblr and Classmates.
Tumblr. How is Tumblr a social network?
What?
Is it like a more of a blogging site?
It's a blog, but it's a social part.
Like you
because
add
you
friends?
Follow. Yep.
Oh, I've never used it.
I have.
I'm not gonna lie. Technically, we have a Bleed Geek Tumblr.
It's true. I set it up,
but we never did anything with it.
I made a couple posts.
Did you?
I said that we weren't gonna post here.
Find us here.
Exactly.
So find us on Tumblr to find us somewhere else.
Just for Google ranks. I won't.
I know. I know. We talked it's about it. I'm not gonna lie. It's Epic Mouse time. Anyway, Pat,
yeah,
you have anything you'd like to say?
Finally. All right, now. Yeah, so the web-based
it's like he was
Windows.
Gone for an episode and a half instead of just an episode.
I had nothing to contribute because all of it was rehashed stuff, other than the Blockbuster thing.
It's good. It is.
Go
Apple
ahead.
News.
Start reading.
Okay. Fine. So the web-based Windows Phone Marketplace opened up. Nothing really too new, I guess.
You
want to
talk
titles.
About Windows 7.5?
Windows 7.5 Mango.
That's so,
it's not out yet. It's going
to
be released.
T-Mobile started pushing it today, apparently.
So it's out.
Oh, so it is out.
And when I go to work, Todd's hoping he gets it by next week.
Come on, Todd. We need to talk about this.
And then if he does get it, then we're going to hang out for lunch, and I'm going to check it out. I'll
Can
give
I
you
come
guys a report.
Lunch?
Do you want to?
I only have 20 minutes. I don't think I can make it.
I don't know if you can make it to St. Paul.
From Blaine and back in 20 minutes and play with the phone.
So anyways, the marketplace is going to be a repository for the maybe thousands of apps that are out there. Now showing up that are 30,000 titles
if people are making them
with the Windows Phone. Yeah, if people make them.
Windows 8, though. It's going to be their time.
So it'd be a sharper looking app catalog complete with purchasing power and over-the-air downloads.
Bum, 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 bum.
So, and the online marketplace is open in 35 countries, which I will not name off.
Read them all.
You figure them out.
You United have a phone, States.
You have a Mango phone, you can get to this marketplace. There you go.
Croatia?
No.
Well, that sucks. Anyway.
Anywho.
Any other phone business with Sprint?
There is.
Did they come forward and say that they weren't going to cap their data plans like everyone thinks they're going to take away unlimited?
There was no buzz about that.
They did. They came
they
out and said that they aren't going to.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't
going to
do it
yeah,
anymore?
Yeah, okay. At GigaOm.
GigaOm.
Right? GigaOm?
Yeah.
Whatever they call
Giga
it.
It's Giga something.
It's whatever their conference is.
Yeah.
Ohm.
I did catch, though, that they said that don't
they're
work.
CEO,
you're so not.
We are not getting rid of unlimited data. But anyway, Pat has some other Sprint news that he actually wanted to talk about before I rudely interrupted him.
Yeah,
you son of yes, a I do, Mike. So so Sprint Nextel will be launching their own 4G LTE network early
next year.
Remember Nextel?
They were good times, right?
Yeah.
Push to talk. That was the most annoying thing ever. But it's funny when it happened in class, and someone would just start talking from someone's pocket.
Oh, it's great until you're on the other end of Brian Cope.
I
was jealous that I didn't have one of those phones.
Yeah, I didn't have a phone at all back then, so.
I got one when I was 17.
Oh, when I was 19, I got a phone.
Anywho.
I didn't like technology.
So they're looking at rolling out their 4G,
just kidding,
4G LTE network early next year.
Well, it's funny about LTE is they were originally going with
WiMAX.
WiMAX.
Which is powered by Clear.
But now if they're doing LTE, then that means everyone's doing LTE.
That means that they actually could do both.
He unplugged my mic, so I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
So I wondered what happened, and then he had a good laugh. That's what happened.
Is he trying?
Randy's pulling shenanigans. For anyone that's just really confused right now, that's what just happened. So Sprint and Verizon will both have LTE, and AT&T has a slightly different form of it, I think. And T-Mobile will be the only one without it. They have WiMAX. Do they have WiMAX?
They don't have WiMAX. They have like the
HSPA Plus.
Yeah. Which is like their connotation.
It's like souped up, but not quite LTE.
Right. Yeah.
Just a quick note also.
Quick note here.
Just on T-Mobile.
This just in.
The CEO did announce that as much as they would like to work with Apple to get the iPhone, that
Apple had quietly told them to get effed.
I don't know. I didn't hear if Apple had even
anything. They don't talk to T-Mobile.
They basically said that the two new Android phones.
They released like five in the last week.
There's like two that are top of the line. One from Samsung. I think there's one Samsung and one
the Bliss,
HTC. The Amaze 4G, and
Galaxy S2.
He
said they would beat everything.
Yeah,
he's calling them out.
He was
specifically
so,
Apple.
So
he actually
I don't know.
Said including the iPhone.
I know Lydia is hoping for the iPhone to come to T-Mobile.
But you don't know what's happening with that anyway.
But I don't know. I think it's just shenanigans.
I still hope.
We'll find out on Tuesday.
Maybe they'll be like, haha, just kidding, guys.
Oh.
It's a world phone. Just take your SIM card out and put it in. Doesn't matter.
Totally got me. Well, and T-Mobile has said, though. I mean, they've supported
the iPhone
for... They
have more than a million
They've supported users. The iPhone for 2 years, I think.
Since it launched, essentially.
Basically. So, I mean, unlocked phones, if you have a problem with it, you could give their support a call, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, do this.
Control-Alt-Delete. Yeah, and they actually help you.
Control-Alt-Delete.
That's true, actually. There isn't.
But, so, sorry. Sorry to steal away, but I heard T-Mobile and figured that's a good one.
That is a good one. Good one. A half hour left. What can we talk about for a half hour?
Goodness. Is there anything big that happened? I feel like it was kind
today?
Of... Feel
Did
like
you hear anything that happened today, Matt?
I just wasted a lot of time watching Epic Mealtime. Okay. I need a little break.
Did you hear anything about Amazon, maybe?
I did not.
Oh, jeez.
Lives under a rock, this guy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. My Twitter was blowing up. Blowing
yeah.
up.
This Bleed Geek was keeping you up to date.
Up to date. So, Amazon, they made the big announcement.
And I think...
tablet.
Oh, no, because they announced the event last week. I think it was Friday morning they sent out invitations.
Fire.
It's kind of an interesting name.
The Fire.
Kindle the, Fire? The
Because first you kindle the fire.
Because you have Kindle.
Then you burn the books.
Then you burn the books and you have fire.
I get. Well, is that really what.
I don't know. I made that up myself.
You
right
heard
there.
It here first.
You heard it here first. Anyway, so today, Amazon had their announcement.
Yeah.
They launched a little bit of hootenanny about,
hootenanny.
About their tablet, which is. You want to tell us what it is?
It's called the Amazon Fire.
I know, but what does it have?
It's a dual core 1 gigahertz processor, eight gigs of memory in it, 7-inch display. Trying to think what the big things.
Well, it's a Wi-Fi only. There's no camera. There's no.
That's right. I forgot the
microphone,
camera.
Which. Really are secondary features anyway, because I don't ever use my camera on my iPad, let's be honest. Do you have a camera on your touchpad?
I do.
Do you use it?
No.
No.
I
have it on my phone. My phone's more easy.
Well,
like,
that's,
it's more
I,
ready to...
I was I thinking like, about it, because I was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. I feel like putting a camera on is a cheap feature. But then I was thinking about it, just thinking about the people that I know that have tablets, and do they use their camera in it? And I know some people that use it because that's what they have, but I would, and the majority is it's a feature that's nice to have, but it's not a used feature at all. So it's like, so I mean, I feel like they did a good thing. They built a solid tablet, kind of trimmed the fat.
What kind of operating system does it run?
Android.
Sort of. Well, it's Android, it's
a forked Android.
Well, yeah, it's a, yeah, they called it a forked version of Android. So basically Amazon, I mean, Android's open source, so they made their own version. So hopefully that'll be a good thing that, I mean, Amazon likes to keep obviously up with the runnings. So I'm hoping that they'll, with all the changes that they did to it, that it won't turn into similar to like a Android phone where your shelf life is 9 months to a year maybe, and then you lose updates.
Support for 18 months.
So
coming.
Right, but they haven't. I don't think they've started.
I think that's
yet.
With ice cream sandwich. They said
so.
But yeah, they essentially just tore down it and built back their own. I mean, they already had their app store, so they have that. They have their own music store, so you'll have that. They have their own video store, so you'll have that. And if you're a Prime member, you already have their instant streaming, the stuff that they stream for free already.
Which got even better this week.
Yeah, because Monday also, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, they announced they just signed Fox. So
Fox
they have
and CBS, was it?
I think it was just Fox. I think they already had CBS.
Oh, okay.
I think now they have the five major companies.
Well, everybody available. That buys one is going to have at least a month though of
yep,
Prime.
Which is, it's funny that they say that. Okay, this is just me. I'm pretty sure though that you can get a month for free at trial.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like podcasts, let's say, certain podcasts that are like, sign up for Netflix with us and you can get a month for free. But you can get a month for free just by going to their website.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing. They're like, everyone will get a free month of Prime if you join, when you buy it. I mean, will it extend my subscription I already have by a month? Because that'd be cool if I could get a free month more.
I don't think that's the way it works.
I know. I'm just saying, though.
I'm just telling you.
Because Prime is regularly a $79 a month.
Year.
$79 a year service. Which is a great service. I am not sponsored by Amazon in any way, but I promote it. I think it's a 2-day shipping for free, next day shipping $3.99. It's pretty cool. And of course, which we haven't mentioned, I don't think yet, the best part about the Kindle was the price.
Yes.
Coming in at a whopping $199.
Yeah, essentially $50 less than what they had speculated.
Yeah, it's funny because the rumors were initially $250. And then I saw the rumors actually go, you know, we heard 250, but we kind of think it might be 300. Or kind of like, it sounded like, you know, that's still pretty good. But then to come out and be $199 is ridiculous.
And it's not like it's not fantastic by any means. Because it's got a smaller screen than the iPad. It's only got, I think it was 7.4-inch screen on it. But, $200, it's... I mean, like for your touchpad, that was $150, right?
Yeah, it was $149.
On a like, fire sale.
Right. But it's like when you get prices that are underneath that $250 mark, I mean, it's like, meh, why not? It's $200. I can recover from that easy.
And I mean, I'm just going to kind of skip a little over real quick. I'll just say that they also announced all their other they relaunched their whole Kindle line essentially. And you can get the lowest Kindle right now is $79 for the one that has buttons. Then they have two touch models, one with Wi-Fi and one just 3G, which are very, very similar to the currently very popular Barnes & Noble Simple Touch. And that's $139. And so coming in at $99 with Wi-Fi only, which is the direct competitor for $40 less, I think Barnes & Noble is going to have to change something. Actually, I think
yeah,
I got
what is the color?
They sent out an email today offering $25 off of their biggest tab, their Nook Color.
That's
got funny. An email for that.
Because
Barnes & Noble stock dropped like 8% today after this announcement. but they also announced, so they have the 3G one, which is $100, $99. And then for $149, they have the 3G one, the Wi-Fi for cheaper. And then they're actually still, is that what the right price is? Was it 100? And then they still sell, they discounted their current models with the keyboards to, I think it's 110 and 150 as well for 3G and not 3G.
Yeah, because you can get a Nook Color for close to just $200, brand new.
The Nook Color?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Touch is $99, and then of course the Fire is $199. So, yeah, it's. I mean, that's very cool, I think. And I don't know if the keyboarded ones are only on sale till they're gone. Yeah, it's $99 and $140 for the keyboarded ones for the Wi-Fi and 3G. But $79 for the lowest model is crazy. But I think the biggest point that, not Reed Hastings, that's Netflix, Jeff Bezos made, he said, you know, we're making premium products and we're selling them at not premium prices. Not at premium prices, which is completely what they're doing. I mean,
and that's, well, that's,
and that's the way they're going to kill it. I mean,
that's, and that's the way you're going to kill it. I mean, if you want to get into the market, I mean, the two big things you got to have is the price point. And I mean, you got to flood it.
I mean,
and I think the Android, I think they went the right, I mean, obviously, what are they going to do? Put an app, I mean, the iOS on it? Probably not. But, I mean, they've got Android, which is already a well-established operating system. They've already got a very good app store available. So I think it's going to be a good thing.
I think Amazon is going to kill this holiday market. And they're just to note, the Fire Go is available. They're releasing it on November 15th, but you can pre-order it now, and it's kind of first come, first serve basis. I know someone who just, like, literally just ordered one, and they got an email saying they would theirs would ship between the 18th and 23rd of November. So, I mean, there's obviously a substantial amount that have already been pre-ordered to back it up a little bit. I mean, but that's still pretty good. I mean, it's definitely going to kill the holiday market. And everyone was looking for an iPad killer, and I don't think this is it. I think this is a different... I think when they launch their... I still think they'll have a 10-inch version come out because they kind of played around. They didn't really answer any direct questions I read about that, but I think they're kind of like, wait and see what happens. So
yeah,
I think early next year they're going to launch a 10-inch version, and I think then the iPad should be worried, depending on the price point. But
yeah, I see this going more... head-to-head with the Nook Color. And I think Amazon will have a heads-up on it just based on their catalog.
Well, and supposedly a new Nook Color is supposedly coming out in a month, I think, is what the rumored launch is for that. So we'll see what happens with that. The Nook Touch is, unless they cut the price, they're not going to be able to touch this. I read an article today also that said that they think that Amazon is taking a $50 hit on every Fire it sells.
Which is fine, and they said
Amazon that was going to be the tactic, you know, anyway. Right? And we talked about that before too. I mean, they're not gonna sell them at the full price because they can afford it because they're gonna make that up. They sell content. I mean, this is just opening that world up to everybody. So
something else kind of cool is that they're talking about like the difference between their browser
Silk,
which is called Silk, and essentially what they're doing is that. If you ever watch the video, there's a really good video on Amazon. If you go directly to their website, and they have just a few different developers, and they explain how Silk works. And it's essentially they're taking their whole cloud network and making it into a proxy server, and they're allowing all the DNS requests and TCP handshaking. They're having all that done at the cloud level, which is at a very low latency. So it's not, you know, you're not making these continuous connections over the last mile, which can take anywhere from 100 milliseconds just to get that, you know, data back.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, just like that minute information.
It's pre-processing, basically.
Pretty much. And then it's just sending one stream of information down to your tablet, which is interesting because I was trying to wrap my head around with, okay, well, this is kind of dipping into that cloud environment, like, when you're disconnected, what are you going to lose? I mean, is it going to be something that's stable? But like,
but if you're disconnected, browser, though, you can't use it
it's
anyway.
It's perfect. Like, it's ingenious that it's happening at the browser level. The only thing, because there was comments about people saying that, well, this is just a take on Opera. and their turbo mode, which is essentially a doing the same thing where your
Opera does. I mean, I seen actually just recently read a speed test, and Opera won pretty much all of them.
Yeah, and the only thing wrong with using like something that's doing just pre-processing everything and throwing it down to your browser is that it has to come through one location. And a lot of times when you're browsing, at least when I was testing out Opera this afternoon in turbo mode, I was getting, you know, thrown into like Norwegian version of Yahoo, and I was in like German version of Google. Like a lot of these websites do geo lookups to determine where to send your traffic to.
Right.
And you can't do that type of surfing without, you know, minor adjustments.
With Amazon, they've already got, I mean, and that's what they threw out at, they've already got such solid cloud services that even, is it the U.S. government uses it for, NASA, I know, uses it.
They do have a portion that's,
you know what I mean, like big companies, I mean, not just like kidding around, companies but use their services.
If you think about it, like they're not geographically dispersed. Like they're right. Like in Virginia.
And I do know, and the fire isn't available anywhere but the U.S. right now. They said that, or they didn't, they got asked and they said it wouldn't be available right away in other countries.
Sure.
The other thing, though, with their cloud stuff is that they're essentially assigning everyone an ID, more or less, like similar to what Apple does with their Apple IDs. And you'll be able to, once you start purchasing things, it's all stored on their cloud. So you can get it. You don't have to keep your music on there. You can put music on it, whatever. But the same with movies and TV shows and books. And like with the Whisper Sync, which they use for their Kindle now, it updates all your devices wherever you left off. And so I think that's another huge thing. And so you can delete, like, if you want a couple movies on there, you can put them on there for a while and delete them off when you need space, put something else on, and you can always go back to it, because everything's in their cloud service. And they took a stab at Apple, of course, with their no sync needed, which in a month you won't need that for Apple anyway either. But for now, they can laugh at them.
It's true.
Which they did.
They definitely made a big wave in the pond, so...
Which is kind of funny because iOS 5 is going to come out in the next
week. Next week we'll hear about it. The rumored launch of iOS 5 right now is October 12th with the iPhone release October 14th. Where they get these dates, I don't know. But they said October 4th, and it is October 4th. So for now, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
And it fits pretty well with what they've done in the past, too. I mean, I could see iOS even being released sooner than that, but we'll see what happens. But overall, I mean, yeah, I think Amazon is going to not only kill this holiday season, but they're making waves for sure. And I don't think they're taking on the iPad directly yet. But I don't think it'll be long before they do. But another huge thing, I just read this editorial earlier, and this is kind of my own thoughts too, is that their tablet is built specifically, like everyone said, what are you going to do with the tablet? It's going to be a consumption tool, not a creation tool, which the iPad has kind of proven against now with some of there's very cool apps. And I'm not saying it's Apple doing it. It's these developers, you know. Mm-hmm. They are making killer apps. And that's really the drive to the iPad to begin with, is the whole apps. And that's why Android can't keep up. It's because everyone loves the apps on iOS. And the developers there are just killing it. But with the Fire, it's complete consumption. Like, I mean, they didn't even talk about, like, a web client. I mean... They said they will have an email client built in, which originally was rumored not to even have, or any sort of word processing or anything like that. All they talked about was consumption. I mean, watching movies, listening to music, reading books. I mean, and that's what it's for. And it's you know, I read, like I was saying, this editorial was that, you know, the iPad is something that people look to replace their computer. And that's what can justify spending the $500-$600. But with $200, that's just something for fun. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it seems silly that you could think $200 is for fun. But the same thing with the Kindle. I mean, it's pure consumption, and it is. I mean, we even said it, you know, for $200. Like, I'd check that out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like Josh was saying earlier, he's like, that's cheap. You know, I'll see what I could check it out. I mean, the only reason you really bought that, you weren't going to pay $500 for your touchpad, right?
No. Yeah.
See, but for $200, now you're thinking about getting a Fire, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This is not even close to a PC replacement. I mean,
I don't know. I don't. I guess I can't say because I don't have an iPad to play with on a day by day basis. But I mean, I know for what I do, I know an iPad could never replace it. But I know for Lydia, I think an iPad could easily replace her day-to-day functions. As long as you had a keyboard for it, she would be set.
And totally, and I agree with that. And I think it was the week you were gone, me and Pat had a big discussion on, I think the PCs are becoming a professional device and tablets are becoming consumer devices for the same purpose.
Totally.
Not the same, but you know.
No, but that, most
that's
people,
what the market, especially desktops, I mean, at this point.
No, well, I mean, I think of the immediate family I know, you know, like my parents, my dad doesn't need a desktop. He needs something to get online, chat, you know, we have a forum for his car club and he needs to be able to get on that and
check his email maybe
and check eBay, you know, I mean, just complete, I mean, like you said, complete consumption. He's not doing anything else on there. So
even a fire then would probably work. I mean, I think that's still going to be, I mean, people like the touch interface and stuff, but for anything you use any amount of typing more than just a little bit, you need a keyboard. And that's, I think I would use my iPad way more if it had a like, let's say I had a computer, like, so you can, I wouldn't pay the $70 for just to have a keyboard that the Apple sells. I mean, and they sell the dock, like, Pat, you have the dock with the one we use for work, whatever. But if I had a computer already, and since they work with Bluetooth, I could take it with my, I'd be much more like for traveling purposes. Like, I don't even think I'd need to bring a laptop then, you know, unless like, cause I could type away on a key, you know, I don't know. We're again going over things we've already covered, but I still hold steady to my, PCs are becoming professional devices.
I agree.
And I feel like my voice is leaving me slowly but surely. I feel like I've talked a lot.
You have.
But
not a bad thing either.
So
yeah, I mean, I think that about covers it though, in a nutshell.
Yeah. And I put up we have an article up if you want to read more, just a simple synopsis of the Fire and Kindle launches today, if we didn't talk in a straight enough line tonight to make you understand it. Check it out at bleedgeek.com. And of course, you can always go like us on Facebook. If you have a friend that doesn't like us, we're at 49. I'd like to get to 50 for bleedgeek. Facebook.com/bleedgeek. Just one more person. That's all I'm asking.
And then once we get to that, then I'll be like,
then we'll shoot for 75.
We just need 50 more people. Once we hit that 100 mark, we'll be sitting good.
Yeah. Or if you know anybody that likes fantasy football, or if you yourself listen to this but not our other podcast, we have The Point After Attempt, which you can find that on Facebook, but we haven't even got to 25 with that, which we still need to get a vanity URL. And plus, that's actually where most of the updating happens for them. So if you play fantasy football and just want a simple who's in or out Sunday morning, we always keep that up to date, so you should go check that out.
True.
And otherwise, you can follow all of us. Yeah, I don't know. You can skipping ahead. Twitter?
Facebook? Yeah, Bleed Geek Twitter. Bleed Geek. If you... We would like emails. We would like to read emails from our fans.
Yeah.
But we are... I mean, we've got... Well, we've had one voicemail.
Questions? Whatever.
Yeah. Anything. So if you'd like to email us...
Ideas. What is
what's our email, Pat?
It is fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah. Or you may give us a call.
406-79-GEEKS is the number. And even if, whatever, 406-794-3357, anything. I mean, we'll listen to
it. Or just say, hey, you guys rock.
What's happening?
Hey, Peter.
What's happening? So, yeah. Check us out there for sure.
Otherwise, you can follow us individually.
On Twitter.
I'm on there. Mike's on there quite often. Pat, I don't know if you're on there quite often.
Every now and then.
Google Plus is open to the public, so you should go check that out too. And you add us on there. We'll chit chat.
I'm at Crandall111.
Mine is at Mike037.
And I'm at Hammock Time with a Y instead of an I.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
took a week off. How my Twitter was.
Yeah. Once you're in North Dakota, you have absolutely no cell reception unless you're on Verizon or AT&T.
Check us out and tell your friends. Spread the word. We should have another contest soon. Maybe we'll give something cool away. So pay attention to the future. Since what episode is this? 20 next week. That's a big deal, right? Sure.
And on my birthday,
nonetheless, next Thursday.
Ooh.
I'm gonna turn 20. We're going to party. That's not true.
Well, anyway, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But that does it for us. I'm Michael.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis. And with that, forest fires.
Forest fires?
Amazon. Forest fire.
Go Amazon. Fire.